you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. This edition of the Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Boyd's One Stop, located at the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's your host, the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Tis the season to spread sickness. Sorry, I've been battling allergies. Or it might be a cold or a sinus infection, some such thing, I don't know. And I seem to have successfully spread this deadly pestilence throughout the female side of my family. My wife almost instantly got a sore throat, which, of course, dropped into her chest. And my daughter contracted a race car case of bronchitis. I call it race car because it develops a doggone fast. I mean, she went from 0 to 60 in 24 hours. She was perfectly healthy all the way through Thanksgiving weekend. But there she was at the doctor's office bright and early, first thing Tuesday morning, with a full-blown case of bronchitis on her hands. Or in her lungs, I guess. Now, I'm not so sure she got that from me, because I recovered fairly easily, with nothing more than a little nose spray and one night's dose of cold medicine. So I seriously doubt she got bronchitis from that. Luckily, my son Derek and my other daughter, my daughter-in-law, Danielle, and my beloved grandson Liam, none of them have displayed any symptoms yet. But I blame the roller coaster weather we've had here in Houston lately. You know, 75 degrees and mosquitoes one day and cold wind and rain the next. Anyway, whether my girls got their sickness from me or not really doesn't mitigate my regret over exposing them to it. I mean, you know, my runny nose and my hack cough. And you won't be surprised to hear that they're taking full advantage of my guilt by playing it up for all it's worth. And I'll tell you what it's worth. It's worth a little outdoor cooking. So all they had to do was blow their noses and look up at me with those sad puppy dog eyes. And I was digging out my keys and heading to the grocery store to buy some hot links and turkey sausage to grill in the backyard for dinner that night. All of this is to say, if my voice sounds a little raspier than usual, you'll know why. Look, I've been on the radio for over half a century, so I've learned how to power through these kind of things a long time ago. I can't even begin to tell you how many times I showed up at 4 a.m. for my role as Irv Harrigan on the Hudson and Harrigan Show with a cough or a cold. Or a blown disc in my back. Oh, that was fun. Not. I can clearly remember talking on the air and then having our producer operate the control board while I laid on the floor in agony. My old radio partner on the H&H show, Fred Olson, you've heard him on this show many times. He finally just said, "Why don't you just go home? You're useless." Of course, he was right. I've often bragged to people that I can count the number of days either one of us missed due to illness or injury on one hand, but that was one of them. I finally just gave up and went home to bed. And I went to my good friend Dr. Tom Parr's office. Tom is, as Fred named him, the orthopedic surgeon to the stars. And I don't mean radio stars. Tom has operated on some really big-name sports stars and even a bullfighter from Mexico. But that's another story for another show. Maybe a Mexican food show, But it does seem like the holiday season is also the cold and flu season, doesn't it? No matter how carefully we wash our hands and cough into our elbows, disease often becomes our first Christmas gift. So forgive my breathy Kiefer Sutherland voice. And let's jump right into today's edition of the Outdoor Cooking Show, shall we? Today, I want to discuss what to serve at a Christmas party. Now, let me be perfectly clear right up front. I'm not talking about Christmas dinner. We'll talk about that next week, you know, when we're all starting to gear up for the big day. And by the way, the big day falls on Sunday this year, obviously the day the Outdoor Cooking Show is on the air. So we're going to actually be talking about Christmas dinner exactly 1 week in advance of Christmas Day, because by 5 o'clock on Christmas Day, we will have already packed away the leftovers, won't we? Or maybe we'll still be eating the leftovers, but at least the main meal will probably already have been consumed by 5 o'clock. So we'll talk about what to fix the next week, a full week in advance. And by extension, we'll do the same thing for New Year's celebrations. That means that Christmas Day at 5 o'clock, we'll dedicate the Outdoor Cooking Show to some good ideas of what kind of food to serve on New Year's Eve. And I only mention all this so you can plan ahead. Or maybe it's so I can plan ahead. I don't know. So instead of talking about Christmas dinner today, let's delve into some good dishes to serve at Christmas parties or holiday parties. I don't want to be politically incorrect. I realize not everybody celebrates Christmas, and for perfectly legitimate reasons. It could be religious or even cultural. But most everyone has a winter solstice celebration of some kind, and we can all come together and just enjoy each other's company no matter what we believe, or don't believe, as the case may be. Many of us will attend office Christmas parties or workplace Christmas parties, and most of those will either be in a restaurant's banquet room or catered professionally. So we'll be talking to a couple of caterers. That's a difficult word to say, isn't it? Caterer. So we're going to be talking to a couple of caterers today, and they can give us some great insight into the right dishes to prepare, the techniques to employ to serve a large group of people to make the Christmas party perfect. Few among us will be actually responsible for the details of the office Christmas or the workplace Christmas party. So we're not really going to discuss large-scale parties like that. Instead, we're going to try to learn some new tricks for maximizing our efforts to throw a smaller in-home Christmas party for, say, 10 to 15 people. Maybe more, maybe not. But 10 to 15 seems to be the basic number of guests most hosts and hostesses invite to their personal in-home Christmas parties. Now, let's face it, even a group as small as 10 to 15 produces some pretty unique and challenging hurdles to jump, don't they? We're not accustomed to entertaining that many people on a regular basis at my house, and my wife would be highly stressed if she had to prepare food for a group of 10 to 15 people. As a matter of fact, my wife would be much more likely to call one of the caterers that we're going to talk to today, or she'd get catered food from one of our favorite restaurants. Now, don't get me wrong, and don't get me in trouble. My wife is a great cook, and she is more than capable of preparing such a spread, but she's just not predisposed to take on that kind of daunting task. And maybe you're not either. And that's why a lot of people opt to simply offer a lot of different hors d'oeuvres at their in-home Christmas party or holiday party. And then they let everybody hit Whataburger on the way home if they're still hungry. Now, I'm not suggesting you do that. I just think the word Whataburger is funny. So I try to work it into the conversation any way I can. And besides, I'm a Texan, and I love Whataburger. And then there's the question of wine. So we're going to bring back an old friend who can advise us on the proper etiquette for wine. But just remember to keep one thing handy: the phone number for Uber. Now, look, I'm not suggesting you should let your guests get trashed. I just think the word Uber is funny, so I try to work it into any conversation I can. And besides, let's face it, some of your guests are going to get trashed, in which case you're really going to need Uber. So let's talk Christmas parties today. Now, not Christmas dinner, Christmas parties. And not just the workplace or office kind of Christmas party, you know, where the office clown wears a lampshade on his head. No, I'm talking about the more genteel, in-home kind of Christmas party, where you can control things a little better. Except for your crazy relative, the one who sits down on the end of the couch drinking eggnog, mumbling to himself. Yeah, we got one of those too. Colds and flu, early Christmas gifts, and holiday parties, Whataburger and Uber. We've got a little bit of cheer for everybody today. Just remember to wash your hands, okay?
If your barbecue has gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Randy Hames here, and my salsa has to pass the chip test. That's why I personally recommend Jake's Atomic Salsa. Jake Johnson isn't your typical middle school student. He's picky about salsa, too, so he developed his own. And it was so good, his friends asked him to sell them some, and Jake's Atomic Salsa was born. Jake's Atomic Salsa has a hearty blend of tomatoes, plus roasted poblano, serrano, jalapeno, and habanero peppers. It also includes lots of fresh lemon and lime juice to add bright notes, with no large chunks of onion or cilantro. Jake's Atomic Salsa comes in four different flavors, from mild to out-of-this-world spicy, and goes great with eggs, enchiladas, meatloaf, Bloody Marys, or just pour it over cream cheese. It's the best salsa you've ever tasted, and all the profits go to pay for Jake's college education. Check out Jake's Atomic Salsa on Facebook, and go to jakesatomicsalsa.com to order a few jars, or try the variety pack with all four flavors. I know, you'll agree with me, Jake's Atomic Salsa is the bomb. Creekstone Outdoor Living. The name says it all. If you like being outdoors in your own space, you'll love Creekstone Outdoor Living. Located on the north side of Houston, Creekstone Outdoor Living has grills, lighting, appliances, pizza ovens, furniture, and even a design studio at 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60 in Spring, Texas, just off the Grand Parkway. If you love your backyard, Creekstone Outdoor Living has everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the Backyard Paradise Specialists. They also carry the quality brands you love, like Yeti, RCX, Lynx, Fire Magic, Weber, American Muscle Grill, The Big Green Egg, Coppersmith, and many more. Just looking for some storage for the game or fishing? No problem. The Yeti Tundra Coolers are perfect for the job and come in sizes weighing up to 90 pounds. And if you're looking for some great design ideas, inspiration, or even some of their work, visit their website at www.creekstoneoutdoors.com. Creekstone Outdoor Living, the Backyard Paradise Specialists, 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60, Spring, Texas, 713-389-5936. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Huh, like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. The Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Froberg's Farm and Creek Smokehouse on Highway 6 in Alvin. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
Chef Amber Kaiser rejoins us now. Hi, Amber. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Randy?
Doing well. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Amber co-owns and operates the Black Door Dinner Society, and she also helps feed the homeless at Noah's Kitchen. But you work with some other caterers as well, is that right?
I do. I have a full-time day job where I do corporate catering sales, and I save my skills for after work, both with private parties and, of course, with the homeless.
And we assume holiday parties are keeping you pretty busy these days, right?
Extremely busy. Every season. It's November and December, I think, are a caterer's best and worst nightmare.
So how many parties do you think you'll be catering here in the next few weeks?
I have approximately 17 parties in the next 14 days.
Wow. So tell us some of the companies for which you've catered a Christmas party this year.
Well, this year I have Howard Hughes, Exxon, and I do a lot of tenant events in the Woodlands.
So what's the biggest event you've ever worked in terms of the number of people you had to serve?
This year will probably be my largest. I have an event on the 8th coming up for 2,000 people.
Wow. Now, approximately how many workers do you need to provide to prepare that many meals for such an event?
For that specific event, we have a full kitchen staff, and we also have 9 servers on the day of the event.
Now, by a full kitchen staff, how many people are you talking about there?
We have 6 very hardworking staff members behind the scenes.
And you hire the servers yourself?
Absolutely. I have a very strong team that I try to use every year.
Just as a point of interest, Amber, have you ever heard of Second Servings of Houston?
I have, actually. I've personally spoken with the owner before to try to see if we could work together. I know that she's been on your show before.
She has. Barbara Brunstein, and I'd love to see you guys work together. It's a food rescue for the hungry. It's a great program. Our focus today, however, on the show is holiday parties, not holiday dinners, but holiday parties. And I know that the Black Door Dinner Society obviously caters to large gatherings, but most of our listeners are going to host a lot smaller affairs. But at the same time, a lot of the techniques you use in catering will help translate well to home holiday parties. So let's start with some appetizers. What kind of appetizers do you find are most popular with your customers this time of year?
Well, I find that having a good balance with your appetizers is always key. I like to have a seafood, a chicken, a beef, and also a vegetarian option. There's something to appeal to everybody, and if you're looking to either do it yourself or with a caterer, I would go for 2 to 3 pieces of each item per guest.
So which ones are most popular with your customers?
Well, it does vary. We do a lot of shrimp cocktail, jumbo shrimp cocktails, very popular. You could do mini beef Wellingtons. Those are always a huge hit. Pecan crusted chicken skewers, something like that. And then vegetarian. I like to do tarts or vegetarian tarts that are very easy to pick up, and your guests can, roam about with their plates or with their napkins.
Now talk about entrees for a moment, Amber. If somebody's, say, hosting a sit-down holiday dinner party for about 10 to 15 people, what are some good entrees and sides to prepare and serve in that sit-down setting?
Well, you could always go your traditional route with your ham, your turkey. You could do smoked ham or turkey. There's also non-traditional. You could go with enchiladas. Those seem to be a big hit. Brisket as well. And for side items, you've got your traditional mashed potatoes and gravy, sweet potatoes, your green bean casserole. Or you can do things that are a little more eclectic. It just depends on what you want your guests to have.
Holiday hams are a popular dish, but a lot of people don't eat pork for various reasons, be they religious or cultural. Good alternative, a pot roast?
You could. You could do pot roast. It's not my favorite thing, so I don't have a tendency to recommend it. But I like to go the route of maybe brisket or prime rib. Prime rib's always a big hit as well.
So talk about prime rib for just a minute. For say, an outdoor griller, what's the best way to prepare prime rib on the grill?
Well, that's also a personal preference. I have a tendency to use a smoker, so I'll smoke mine and then I'll grill it after that. finish it off in the oven.
Now, let's turn to desserts for just a minute. Pies and cakes probably are the go-to items. But what else can be done to satisfy the guest's sweet tooth?
Well, I have a tendency to, because of course, you know, with catering, I like to do a lot of individual desserts. You can do mini pies, mini tarts. You could do individual, what I call shooters, you know, strawberry rhubarb stacks. You could do trifles. You could also do banana pie shooters as well.
But not everyone's going to want to host a traditional sit-down holiday dinner. So talk about dishes that are more easily served in a buffet-style dinner party.
Definitely something like macaroni and cheese, your green bean casseroles, sweet potato casseroles. You could do pans of roasted vegetables. It kind of depends.
And then what about entrees for a buffet style?
Well, and again, if you could choose to smoke or cook in an oven a turkey or a ham, and if, as long as it's boneless, you can slice it and you can put it down, you know, in your half pans or in your full pans, and you can serve those buffet style as well.
So, Amber, that brings us to presentation, which is a key for caterers like the Black Door Dinner Society, I'm sure. So give us some tips on presentation for both the sit-down and the buffet-style holiday party dinners.
As far as presentation goes, it's always good to have a clear path of how you want your guests to serve themselves or you want, you know, to be served. If you're having a sit-down dinner, you can have your entrees and your sides in the middle and just pass them, which is what a lot of people tend to do. Or in our home, what we do is we set them up and we basically go buffet style. Depending on how many people you have, it can be a simple placement, you know, where you have your silverware, napkin, and your plate, or you can get a little more festive with it. I like to use Pinterest. That's something that pretty much anybody can do to get ideas on how you'd like to set your place settings.
That's a great idea. Now, in regard to buffet, these hot bins that can provide the host with insulated food storage, insulated food pan transports, they even include electric and propane convection ovens in some cases. Are they available for home rental?
Now, are you talking about the hot boxes?
Yeah.
You can. They're kind of pricey to rent. You can purchase one for anywhere between $300 and $400, or you can rent them for about $75 a day. But then when you add your taxes and damage waiver and all that stuff, you're going to spend about $100 to rent one. The other option is just getting disposable wire chafers and then using portable heat like Sterno. They have them in 6 hour and 45 minutes. You know, depending on how long you want to use it, that might be a more cost-efficient way to go.
And then some other holiday party hosts and hostesses may not want to serve an entire meal, but rather just a substantial variety of appetizers that leave the guests feeling satisfied without all the trouble of preparing, you know, an entire meal. So what's a good variety of such appetizers to use when you're not serving a full meal?
Well, depending if you're wanting, I mean, traditional, non-traditional, you could go with something as easy as cocktail meatballs, egg rolls, mini quiches. Let's see, I'm trying to think of what some of the party favorites could be. You know, you've got your crudite, your fresh fruit and cheese. You've got hummus. You know, vegetables go pretty far. Stuffed mushrooms, fresh fruits. You could do individual baked chicken tenders. You know, just depending on if you want to have a hot or cold station or even have past appetizers. It definitely depends.
Certainly it does. We also assume that the Black Door Dinner Society is pretty busy through the new year, but can people still book your services for the holidays?
Unfortunately, we are booked throughout the end of the year.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. We're very lucky that we're booked. It's very hard to tell someone no, but, you know, we do have a lot of people that we do like to work with and that we can recommend that are very, very skilled and are great caterers themselves.
This is Chef Amber Kaiser of the Black Door Dinner Society. We know you're busy. We deeply appreciate your time, Amber. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We'll talk to you in 2017, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much, Randy.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. The Outdoor Cooking Show will be back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame after this short break.
Nothing beats farm fresh produce. Roadside stands are great, but not always well stocked. But Froberg's Farm on Highway 6 in Alvin always has produce fresh from the field. You can't get produce this fresh in stores. Froberg's has a spacious covered market, or you can pick your own produce if you prefer. It's summer, so Froberg's has vine-ripe tomatoes, huge bell peppers, tender young okra, purple hull peas in and out of the shell, and a whole lot more. Fruits, vegetables, jams, jellies, pickles, and a huge selection of dried beans and peas. And Froberg's Farm is famous for its pies, both traditional homemade or fried pies, with over 20 different flavors. Order in advance, and Froberg's can have as many as you need ready for pickup. And be sure you visit Greek Smokehouse right next door while you're there. Froberg's Farm, only 8 miles south of 288 and 2.5 miles from Business 35 on Highway 6 in Alvin. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. Froberg's Farm, farm fresh produce since 1936. Creekstone Outdoor Living, the name says it all. If you like being outdoors in your own space, you'll love Creekstone Outdoor Living. Located on the north side of Houston, Creekstone Outdoor Living has grills, lighting, appliances, pizza ovens, furniture, and even a design studio at 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60 in Spring, Texas, just off the Grand Parkway. If you love your backyard, Creekstone Outdoor Living has everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the Backyard Paradise Specialists. They also carry the quality brands you love, like Yeti, RCX, Lynx, Fire Magic, Weber, American Muscle Grill, The Big Green Egg, Coppersmith, and many more. Just looking for some storage for the game or fishing? No problem. The Yeti Tundra Coolers are perfect for the job and come in sizes weighing up to 90 pounds. And if you're looking for some great design ideas, inspiration, or even some of their work, visit their website at www.creekstoneoutdoors.com. Creekstone Outdoor Living, the Backyard Paradise Specialists, 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60, Spring, Texas, 713-389-5936. Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun. Randy Hames here, and my salsa has to pass the chip test. That's why I personally recommend Jake's Atomic Salsa. Jake Johnson isn't your typical middle school student. He's picky about salsa, too, so he developed his own. And it was so good, his friends asked him to sell them some, and Jake's Atomic Salsa was born. Jake's Atomic Salsa has a hearty blend of tomatoes, plus roasted poblano, serrano, jalapeno, and habanero peppers. It also includes lots of fresh lemon and lime juice to add bright notes, with no large chunks of onion or cilantro. Jake's Atomic Salsa comes in four different flavors, from mild to out-of-this-world spicy, and goes great with eggs, enchiladas, meatloaf, Bloody Marys, or just pour it over cream cheese. It's the best salsa you've ever tasted, and all the profits go to pay for Jake's college education. Check out Jake's Atomic Salsa on Facebook, and go to jakesatomicsalsa.com to order a few jars, or try the variety pack with all four flavors. I know, you'll agree with me, Jake's Atomic Salsa is the bomb.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. The Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Boyd's One Stop at the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's your host, the daddy-o of the patio, Randy Hames.
This is Scott Smith with Red Sage Catering. Hello, Scott.
Hello. Good afternoon.
And welcome to Edgewater Studios. It's nice to see someone face-to-face instead of over the phone for a change. Red Sage Catering is very unique in that they can literally provide their customers with the freshest fruits and vegetables available. Tell us how you do that.
We do that by having our own farm. We have our own farm up in Corsicana, Texas, where we grow all of our own fruits and vegetables that we need for each event. So Everything's grown specifically for each wedding, each gala, each person that we cater for.
Now, you also mentioned animals on your website. Does that mean you provide your own meat?
We'd like to get to that point. We're not there yet, but as part of our sustainability practices, we ideally at some point will have our own meat.
No GMOs, no antibiotics or growth hormones, I notice. So that means all natural farming techniques.
All natural, all sustainable. We don't use any chemical fertilizers. Everything's all natural, and we try to keep it a closed system where we have almost zero waste.
So that means everything's safe for not only you, but the environment, and Red Sage Catering is very much green-friendly. So it's located up near Corsicana. Do you have a farm background yourself?
I do not.
So you don't run the farm. Someone does that for you.
We have people on staff who take care of that, but I travel up there and oversee everything, you know, monitor growth, but also work with the growers to make sure that everything's on time for harvest for each specific event.
So staying with that farm fresh theme for just a minute, what particular Red Sage Farm items are most popular for your catering customers?
Most popular, depends on the season. Right now, we're really into a lot of winter vegetables, squashes, carrots, beets, parsnips, things like that. Summer, it's obviously tomatoes and watermelons and a lot of fresh herbs.
Now, on the other hand, what do you personally recommend? What do you think are your best items?
Best items, I would go with the tomatoes. We do a lot of heirloom tomatoes. We can get very specific with your event. We did an event in the past where they wanted a caprese salad, and we did all the fresh basil, but instead of just a red tomato, we did a black, a red, a yellow, and a white tomato to dress up the plate.
So there's a certain amount of customization involved.
Very much so.
Now, sit-down dinners for, say, two or three couples, maybe even more, maybe 10 to 15 people, very different from catering for dozens or hundreds or even thousands of people. But Red Sage Catering hires professionals to prepare for all those large crowds. And some of those techniques could be very helpful for those of us who are throwing a much smaller holiday dinner party. Share some of your trade secrets for how you serve large groups of people.
Large groups of people is really not much different than a small group. It's just a matter of quantity and time preparation. But for an in-home dinner, there's a few things that you would need to keep in mind as a host or a hostess. And a lot of that comes down to timing and planning.
So how do you do that? What techniques do you use with regard to that? Obviously, planning ahead, wanting to know what the menu item is, but what about the other elements involved?
Just like when we do for any kind of party, we prep everything that we can ahead of time, even 2 and 3 days ahead of time, as long as it'll hold and be fresh and retain its texture and integrity. And that applies to in-home dinners as well if you're the host or hostess.
So let's talk about specifics like appetizers. On your website, you list crab cakes. I love crab cakes. And watermelon bites. Are those watermelon balls, I assume?
It's cubed watermelon topped with fresh goat cheese, candied pecans, and mint.
Watermelon balls on steroids.
Yes.
And then I love this, BLT bites. What are those?
That is a candied bacon on top of a French pastry with pesto mayonnaise, farm fresh tomatoes, and fresh greens.
Okay. Now I know what I'm going to do at my next dinner party. You even list beef Wellington as an appetizer. Now, I must admit, I've always thought beef Wellington was an entree. How does this work as an appetizer?
Same concept. It's just a two-bite appetizer with the seared beef and the mushroom duxelles wrapped in a puff pastry and then baked.
Let's move on to the entree for just a moment, because that's where most home dinner party hosts struggle the most. Let's talk about serving several guests without having to spend several days in the kitchen. Suggest some time-efficient entrees for large groups.
Time-efficient entree is something that you could do, again, ahead of time if it's, a beef tenderloin.
Okay.
Prepare it or have the butcher prepare it. 2 days before, it'll hold in the refrigerator. You can marinate it or season however you want. And you can even go so far as to pre-grill it before the party starts so that when your guests arrive, you simply put it in the oven. You can enjoy your time with your guest. And when it's ready, pull it out, and it's ready to go.
And now I assume, I've been told this by other chefs, especially with beef and pork, it's a good idea to leave it out on the counter and let it assume room temperature before you try to cook it, because then the meat's not quite as tight as it is when it's sitting in the refrigerator. Do you hold to that?
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, what about sides? A vegetable medley is really good to serve alongside, and it lends itself well to grilling outdoors, which is what this show is all about. How would you prepare a vegetable medley?
Vegetable medley, I would keep it very seasonal. So again, in the summer, you're going to focus on things like squashes, onions, tomatoes, things that are really bright in flavor, and accent it with fresh herbs. In the winter, this time of year, you can grill squashes, you can grill carrots, you can grill beets.
Beets? Had not thought about that. What other ways could you prepare beets? To be honest with you, I've never had beets very often.
What we do this time of year for beets is we'll peel them, put them in the oven wrapped in foil with a little bit of olive oil, salt and pepper, and roast them until they're soft, and then mix them with some sautéed carrots and some parsnips and a little bit of dill or tarragon.
I suppose you could do that with the beets and then throw them on the grill to give them that that smoky flavor too, right?
I would put them on the grill first and then roast them in the oven afterwards. And again, that goes into your pre-prep for your party. You could grill those 2 days ahead of time, and then when the party starts, throw them in the oven along with your steak. And
this is why I have you on the show, see? I don't know these things. Grill them first, put them in the oven second. That's great. I also couldn't help but notice you have a side called thyme-roasted potatoes. Now, potatoes are a great standby, so tell us how you do that.
Yeah, everybody loves potatoes, and it's a great dish. We take red bliss potatoes, dice them up, season them with salt, pepper, a little bit of garlic, paprika, and then the fresh herbs, thyme, or whatever you have on hand, and throw them in the oven at 350.
Now, again, translating to an outdoor griller, could we do that on the grill?
You could. I would season them with everything except the herbs, put them on the grill until you get some nice grill marks and that smoky flavor, and then put them in the oven after that to finish, because you're going to need that extra time in the oven to soften them up. They're not going to cook all the way on the grill.
And what about green beans? Same thing?
Again, same thing. Very lightly on the grill. You don't want to char them, just to give them a little extra flavor.
So you'd put a little oil on those green beans? What kind of seasoning would you add?
A salt and pepper, and then when you could put those again in the oven as well to finish and roast them off. And depending upon the entree, probably not any fresh herbs on that. Just go with the salt and pepper just to enhance the natural flavor of the green beans.
Now, being a caterer, Red Sage Catering, you have to provide desserts a great deal. And of course, I'm sure pies and cakes are big standby there. But what else could our host offer their guests?
You can do something really simple, easy, and elegant. Take a wine glass and put a tiramisu in it, or a strawberry shortcake, or a mixed berry trifle. It looks really nice. It's easy to do. And again, you can prepare those 2 days ahead of time, so you're not fussing with it during the party.
And you don't have to buy anything in which to present it. You can just use your wine glass.
Exactly. Wine glass or martini glass, just something, again, that shows the layers and looks really nice on the table.
And you guys are booked solid through New Year's, I assume?
Very solid.
So just for future reference, what kind of website do you have? And talk about your social media presence so people can get in touch with you.
Sure. We're on Facebook and Instagram. Website is red-sage-catering.com.
But give us a phone number where people could reach you more quickly.
Phone number is 713-482-1459.
This has been Scott Smith with Red Sage Catering. Thanks, Scott. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Hope you'll come back and see us real soon.
I will.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be back with more food and fun after this break.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
If you're in the energy industry and want to drive down costs, it's time to automate. NuStar Energy Services provides automation solutions for pipelines, independent producers, and any company in the exploration and production sector. Still sending someone out in a pickup to read the flow computer on your well? For about $1 a day, NuStar can collect all the data remotely so you can monitor everything on a customized web portal. Heck, you can't even buy a gallon of gas for a truck for $1. How about the levels on your tanks at the well site? For about $1 a day, NuStar can set up remote monitoring so you can see the level in real time and even turn pumps on or off remotely. And remember, NuStar's remote monitoring packages start at about $1 a day. So call NuStar Energy Services today and improve your bottom line. 832-917-1200. That's 832-917-1200. Or NuStarInc.com.
Creekstone Outdoor Living. The name says it all. If you like being outdoors in your own space, you'll love Creekstone Outdoor Living. Located on the north side of Houston, Creekstone Outdoor Living has grills, lighting, appliances, pizza ovens, furniture, and even a design studio at 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60 in Spring, Texas, just off the Grand Parkway. If you love your backyard, Creekstone Outdoor Living has everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the Backyard Paradise Specialists. They also carry the quality brands you love, like Yeti, RCX, Lynx, Fire Magic, Weber, American Muscle Grill, The Big Green Egg, Coppersmith, and many more. Just looking for some storage for the game or fishing? No problem. The Yeti Tundra Coolers are perfect for the job and come in sizes weighing up to 90 pounds. And if you're looking for some great design ideas, inspiration, or even some of their work, visit their website at www.creekstoneoutdoors.com. Creekstone Outdoor Living, the Backyard Paradise Specialists, 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60, Spring, Texas, 713-389-5936. If you love the taste of homemade sausage, Greek Smokehouse at Froberg's Farm in Alvin is an old-fashioned smokehouse with good old-country service. Greek Smokehouse makes 10 different flavors of homemade sausage and smokes them for hours over burning pecan wood. No artificial smoke flavor at Greek's. You'll know that as soon as you walk in the door. Try the house favorite, jalapeno cheese, deer, and pork sausage, or Greek savory boudin, Italian, or summer sausage. The freezer is full of hand-cut ribeye and strip steaks, stuffed pork chops and chicken breasts, stuffed bell peppers, and even peppers stuffed with boudin. And Greek stock seasoning meats to add to your next batch of greens or beans. Nothing's better together than homemade sausage from Greek Smokehouse and fresh veggies from Froberg's Farm right next door. Only 8 miles south of 288 and 2.5 miles from Business 35 on Highway 6 in Alvin. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. Greek Smokehouse. Those boys know how to do it.
May the forks be with you. The Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Froberg's Farm and Greek Smokehouse on Highway 6 in Alvin. Now, here's the man who turns all the grills on, Randy Haynes.
Here once again are the delightfully dulcet tones of Bear Dalton from Specs. Good to talk to you again, my friend.
Likewise. Nice to hear your voice.
Well, it's near the end of the day, and my voice is spent, so it's no fair when the guest has a deeper voice than the host. But I'm sure there are lots of holiday specials available at Specs right now. Fill us in.
Well, Specs is well known for having, you know, everyday low prices, but we've done a couple of things lately that maybe help even a little bit more. We've got a Pick 6 pricing program now where if you buy 6 bottles of most wines, you get a substantial discount just based on buying a mixed 6-pack. And of course, you can buy more than 6 bottles and still get that price. And we still have our, you know, famous case pricing as well. And we still do the famous 5% discount for, you know, cash, check, and debit card. And of course, this time of year, our suppliers are all, you know, anxious to make their year-end numbers and whatnot, just like any other business. And so they're offering us some special deals. And you know, the only way to justify buying those deals is to pass that money along to the customers. So we're doing a lot of that too. look around the store for key tags and special signs. And there's just a whole lot of stuff on sale and a whole lot of stuff, you know, priced very aggressively right now.
And Specs is a cornucopia of Christmas gift ideas for anybody who loves to eat or drink,
yeah,
virtually anything. And most of us become kind of hyper-focused on Christmas shopping at the mall, and yet there are hundreds of great gift ideas at Specs, all with much smaller crowds and much lower stress levels. Plus, Specs is located all over town, so why fight the traffic? Go to Specs. Do I sound like I've done this commercial before?
I think perhaps you have. But I'll tell you something. A young lady today asked me, had I gotten my Christmas shopping started yet? And I said, no, ma'am. She goes, well, why not? Because I do most of my Christmas shopping at Specs. I work there, so I can get it done, you know, after work on one night.
Okay, we're talking about Christmas parties. Now, not Christmas dinner, mind you, Bear. We're talking about Christmas parties.
Right.
Let's start from the perspective of someone who's attending but not hosting a Christmas holiday party. Nice bottle of wine to augment the host's selection is a great idea. What are some good one-fits-all wines to buy for that occasion?
Well, you know, everyone likes to have a good bottle of champagne in their fridge.
Hmm.
And a lot of times when you bring wine to a host house for a Christmas party or whatnot, the wine winds up not getting served that night. It's more of a hostess gift, and it may not fit in with what the host is doing. You might bring a nice bottle of Bordeaux or a nice bottle of champagne, and they're serving margaritas and beer. And at that point, you know, the wine doesn't really fit in, or maybe they've got a different wine agenda. Maybe they're doing a pizza party and serving Zinfandel, and you've shown up with, you know, a nice bottle of Burgundy. So what I tell people when they say, I want to bring a bottle of wine to folks, is if you know what they're drinking, if we'll recommend something to you within Bordeaux or within California Cab in the price range that you want to be in. But if you don't know what they drink, bring them a bottle of champagne. Everybody likes to have a bottle of champagne in the fridge.
That's a great idea. But ultimately, this is the outdoor cooking show, so we're discussing tricks and tips for hosting a Christmas or a holiday party. I don't want to be politically incorrect here.
Yeah.
You're the fine wine buyer for Specs, so let's turn to wine for just a minute. Say we're hosting a party of a group of 10 to 15 people. That's pretty standard. How many bottles of wine do you suggest we buy to serve that group?
Yeah, there's a funny sort of formula that applies there.
Now, wait, I was told there would be no math.
Yeah, someone lied to you. There's always math. The first part of the formula is that you start off by figuring two drinks per person during the first hour and one drink per person for every hour after that.
Hmm.
And then there's some variations that come into play. So let's say that you're having an event that's going to run from 7 o'clock until 10 or 10:30 at night. Your guests are probably going to drink, and I know this sounds like a lot, but spread out over that much time, it's really not. They're probably going to drink 4 or 5 glasses of wine during that time period. And depending on how you're pouring, you know, what size pour you're pouring and what size glass you're serving your wine in, that could be a bottle per person. And so when we plan on a party at home or out at the farm where we're, you know, cooking on a fire near the horse trailer, we plan on a bottle per person. And there are some things that can change that for me a little bit. Obviously, if there are young people involved who aren't going to be drinking, but you don't count them in the mix.
Right.
Oddly enough, the higher the average education level of the group is, so if you got a lot of people with, you know, all college degrees and some master's and PhDs mixed in, they're going to drink a little more than people who don't have quite as much education.
Wow.
I'm not sure what the reason for that is, but anecdotally, I can tell you it's true.
Huh.
If you are serving wine and it is cold outside, people are going to drink more than they do when it's warm out. And, you know, again, I'm not trying to tell you that this is how it should be. I'm just telling you kind of how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, when you're planning something, make those kinds of allowances. You can also kind of guide it around the sort of food that you're serving. The other day I was at church and a buddy of mine gave me 5 teal. And I came home with my 5 teal and breasted them out and cut the leg lollies off. And we seared off the breast and the legs, skin side down in a cast iron skillet and finished them on the grill. And my son and I stood next to the grill and basically ate them with our fingers in my pocket knife. But those would have been great hors d'oeuvres for, you know, an outdoor party. And just about any red wine you can think of would have gone well with that.
Well, now let's talk about that. We have to take into account different tastes. So how do we address that issue? Make some specific suggestions of the range of wine types for which we should allow.
What I try and tell people when they're putting together a party is you can serve, you know, one or two reds. And if you're going to serve two reds, I'd make one of them a Pinot Noir and the other one a Cabernet. Unless you've got a specific theme in mind where you want Zinfandel or where you want Malbec. But for most people's taste, Pinot Noir and Cabernet, tend to fit the bill. And you can get really good Pinot Noir and Cabernet from $9.99 up to as much money as you want to spend. And so, you know, some customers will say to me, well, if I can get good Pinot Noir for $9.99, why would I want to buy a $30 bottle of Pinot?
Right.
And the simple answer to that is you get what you pay for. So I can recommend a good $9.99 to you, but that good $9.99 Pinot is going to be really good compared to wine in its price range. But when you look at it against something that's, you know, $30 or $40, you can see that there's a real obvious difference, you know, there in the quality of the wine.
So price is always important. So let's discuss how much we should expect to spend on wine. Oh. Give us some bargain hunting tips.
Well, you know, it really depends on your budget. I think most people think of value wine as wine that's below a certain price point. And for me, that price point's $20. But for you, it might be $30. Or for someone else, it might be $15. But there's a high limit price point that they have in mind. And I think as far as that goes, that's accurate. But there's another part of value. For me, a value wine has to over deliver at its price point. And so if you think about a big national brand that's a very popular wine, those wines usually deliver accurately at their price point, but they don't really over deliver. Okay. And so what I try to do with when a customer comes in and is looking for something that's a value is turn them on to something that maybe doesn't have the national marketing budget, so the money gets put into the product instead of into selling the product.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get something that really kind of over-delivers at the price point. And so you can get, you know, you have to tell the salesman who's helping you what your price range is. If you tell me that you want something that's really good for around $20, I'm not going to sell you a $9.99 wine no matter how good it is, because you're not going to get the experience that you're looking for wanting to spend $20 on a bottle of wine. $20 bottle of wine, even a national brand $20 bottle of wine, is almost always going to be a better wine than you can get for $9.99, no matter how great a value the $9.99 wine is. You get what you pay for.
That's Bear Dalton. He's the fine wine buyer at Specs. Bear, we didn't even get to beer or cocktails. We'll have to do that next time. Would you come back in a couple of weeks and talk about New Year's parties with us?
You know, it's always a pleasure to visit with you, Randy. I'd look forward to it.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show. Or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on The Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something else?